Three MS-13 members charged with racketeering conspiracy involving murder. Texas Border Business, U.S. Department of Justice. Three alleged members of the notorious gang La Mara Salvatrucha, commonly known as MS-13, made their initial appearance in the District of Maryland yesterday for their role in a racketeering conspiracy, including murder and drug trafficking. As alleged, the defendants are Mississippi 13 members who carried out a brutal and senseless murder in exchange for promotions within the gang and drugs, said Acting Assistant Attorney General Matthew R. Galeotti of the Justice Department's Criminal Division. Their actions furthered MS-13's reign of terror across communities in Maryland. The Criminal Division will continue to pursue charges against MS-13 members and associates and will not relent until this dangerous gang is eradicated from our streets. The brutal retaliatory murder of this victim is a chilling reminder of the MS-13 gang's callous disregard for human life, said U.S. Attorney Kelly O. Hayes for the District of Maryland. Those who assault and kill others must be brought to justice and ultimately held accountable for their actions. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Maryland will continue to work relentlessly with our law enforcement partners to dismantle violent criminal organizations that terrorize our communities. The FBI and our partners are committed to using every tool available to prevent violent criminals from terrorizing the communities they live in, said Assistant Director Jose A. Perez of the FBI's Criminal Investigative Division. We will not let up. We will relentlessly pursue those who engage in violent activity like murder and drug trafficking until they are held accountable. According to court documents, on July 4, 2024, Maxwell Ariel Quillano Casco, 24, of El Salvador, Daniel Isaias Villanueva Bautista, 19, of El Salvador, and Josue Mauricio Lanes, 21, of Hyattsville, Maryland, allegedly killed a homeless man as part of their involvement with Mississippi 13. On July 5, 2024, a passerby called 911 after seeing the victim sitting in a blue 2008 Dodge Caravan that was parked in a used car lot in Hyattsville, Maryland. When the police arrived, they found the deceased victim, who appeared to have been stabbed in the neck. Investigators obtained video surveillance from a nearby business that captured the incident. The surveillance video shows that at approximately 11:35 p.m. Quillano Casco and another person approach the victim. The video shows the victim wielding what looks like a metal pole at Quillano Casco, at which point Quillano Casco and the other person flee on foot and the victim returns to the Dodge Caravan. About 15 minutes later, Quillano Casco returns with co-defendants Villanueva Bautista, Lanes, and another person. At approximately 11:48 p.m., the video surveillance shows all four of them approaching the blue Dodge Caravan. The surveillance video then shows Quillano Casco, Villanueva Bautista, Lanes, and the unnamed person opening the van's rear sliding driver's side door, reaching inside, and moving as if striking someone. The victim does not exit the blue Dodge Caravan after the attack. On August 23, 2024, Prince George's County Police arrested Quillano Casco and Villanueva Bautista. Quillano Casco was in possession of a black Ruger P95DC semi-automatic handgun and about 8 grams of cocaine at the time of his arrest. Quillano Casco and Villanueva both admitted that they were present for the altercation where the victim was murdered. Quillano Casco allegedly admitted to Prince George's County Police to stabbing the individual. Quillano Casco, Villanueva Bautista, and Lanes are each charged with racketeering conspiracy, including the July 4, 2024, murder. If convicted, Quillano Casco, Villanueva Bautista, and Lanes face a maximum penalty of life in prison. A federal district court judge will determine any sentence after considering the U.S. sentencing guidelines and other statutory factors. The FBI and Prince George's County Police Department are investigating the case. Trial attorney Christina Taylor of the Criminal Division's Violent Crime and Racketeering Section and Assistant U.S. Attorney Joel Crespo for the District of Maryland are prosecuting the case. An indictment is merely an allegation and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. Updated July 16, 2025.